Thank you, Steph, Carson, and Julian, and thank you all for your participation already in Fall Family Fun Day. As you give, as you pray, and as you seek to volunteer. Also, one of the best ways to be able to have others come to Fall Family Fun Day is through personal invitation. We do things like the signs out front and Facebook ads, but the best way for people to come to Fall Family Fun Day is a personal invitation. Would you come with me to our church? We want to have you as a part of our time at Fall Family Fun Day. So we have these invitations in your bulletin. There are more all around the church that you can take and spread these around and personally invite those in your life to come. And just as our workers overseas are planting seeds in the life of people, we have the opportunity in the lives of the people that we interact with on a daily basis to plant the seeds of the good news of the gospel. And this is an opportunity to do that as we love and serve our community. So many ways to be involved. If you are interested in giving towards Fall Family Fun Day, or you're interested in providing a chili for Fall Family Fun Day, you can put FFFD on an offering envelope or a check, and that will go towards that. And if you're interested in providing a chili for the chili cook-off, there are sign-up sheets out in the entryway as well. Or you can, if you're a techie person, you can scan that QR code and get signed up that way too. All right. There are lots of other announcements in your bulletins. Do please be aware of all of those. But as we begin, let us look to the Lord together in prayer. So, Father in heaven, we do thank you that your word, when it is scattered, your word, when it is proclaimed, that it accomplishes the purpose for what it was scattered for and what it was shared for. Thank you, Father, that your word never returns void, that your word produces fruit. And so, Father, I pray for our workers overseas, as well as our own interactions with those in our lives here in our local community, that you would enable us and empower us, enable them and empower them by the power of the Spirit, to plant and to scatter and to water seed, trusting that you, the God of harvest, will bring the increase. And so, Father, for our workers and for Fall Family Fun Day, God, may you use our efforts, use their efforts, empowered by your Spirit, to bring a harvest of souls. Jesus, thank you that there have been people in our lives that have scattered seed in our own hearts, that have been watered, and that you have brought to a harvest and drawing us to yourself. God, thank you. That is the reason we are here today. Lord, would you encourage us to be sharers of the word, but also hearers of the word even this day, that you would do great and mighty things. Father, this morning as we come to you, we do lift our eyes to you. We do seek to worship you with all of our heart and soul and mind and strength, to love you in that way. Would you increase our love and our intimacy with you as we spend this time? And above all, Abba Father, would you be the one to receive the honor and the glory and the praise? For we ask all these things in the name and in the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all God's people said together, amen. Amen. Amen.
Good morning. I invite you to stand and join us in worship. We are commanded all throughout Scripture to rejoice in the Lord. Psalm 32:11, for example, says, "Rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you righteous. Sing, all you who are upright in heart." So we want to rejoice in the Lord together this morning, and not just because we're commanded to, but because there are so many wonderful reasons to rejoice in the Lord. Isaiah 61:10 touches on those reasons, saying, "I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of his righteousness." So may we rejoice in him this morning for all that he's done and all that he is.
Parted the raging sea, my God, he holds. house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today.
And we won't be quiet.
We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place.
And we won't be quiet.
We shout out your praise. We shout out your praise.
To the God who heals, we sing to the God who saves, we sing to the God who always makes a way.
Cause he hung up on that cross, and he rose up from that grave. My God's still rolling stones away. There's joy in the house of the Lord, there's joy in the house of the Lord today.
And we won't be quiet.
We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place.
We won't be quiet.
We shout out your praise. We shout out your praise. We shout out your praise. Accepted, redeemed by his grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise. We were the beggars, now we're royalty. We were the prisoners, now we're running free. We are forgiven, accepted, redeemed by his grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise.
Out here for a minute. I was planning to do this later, but I think if we're gonna be shouting unto the Lord and really rejoicing in him, we need to take a minute to reflect on why we're doing that, not just go through the motions. So, you know, the bridge there, we're singing, we were the beggars, we were prisoners. But now we're royalty, now we're running free. So we want to take a minute to actually remember the bad news of where we were apart from Jesus. And then remember the good news of how far he has brought you. So just take a moment to reflect on that. Once that has begun to really sink in, if a few of you would be willing to just praise Jesus and rejoice in him for what he's done.
Thank you.
Yes, those who have been forgiven much will love much. So may we just remember this morning all that we've been forgiven for. We were the beggars.
We were the beggars, now we're royalty. We were the prisoners, now we're running free. We are forgiven, accepted, redeemed by His grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise.
There's joy in the house of the Lord.
There's joy in the house of the Lord today.
Quiet.
We shout out your praise and joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place,
and we won't be quiet.
We shout out your praise and joy in the house of the Lord. And joy in the house of the Lord today.
And we won't be quiet.
We shout out your praise and joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place.
Quiet.
We shout out your praise. We shout out your praise.
We shout out your praise.
Worthy.
Praise you, God.
Yes, Jesus, we praise you. You are worthy. You are so good to us. You're all that we could ever want or need.
As the Spirit was moving over the water, Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. As the Spirit was moving over the water, Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. Come down, Spirit, when you move and make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me. Come down, Spirit, when you move and make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me. Do it again. Open up the gates, let heaven on in. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. Fire and wind, come and do it again. Open up the gates, let heaven on in. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. Come down, Spirit, when you move and make my heart pound. When you feel the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will feel me. Come down, Spirit, when you move and make my heart pound. When you feel the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will feel me. Holy Spirit, come rest on us. You're all we want. You're come down. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me. Come down. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me. You're all we want. You're all we want.
Be thou my vision.
Lord, we submit to you. We put all our hope and trust in you. Fan the flames within in us. Fill our hearts, our minds, and our souls with your Spirit, Lord. We want more of you.